大家好，
I am Pastor Ted.
我是泰德牧师。
I'm happy and honored to be here.
我今天很荣幸能够来到这儿。
And I think that this message was written for me more than you.
这个今天的正道信息其实是给我自己写的，
But maybe it's for you too.
也许对你们也有帮助。
Studies have shown that every day we make 35,000 decisions.
我们有研究显示，一个人每天要做35,000个决定。
Each decision is based on what we believe and what we want.
每次做决定的时候呢，是根据我们相信什么，我们想要什么。
Many of them are habitual or subconscious decisions, though.
我们人生的很多决定都是下意识做出来的。
Some of you might believe that deciding to hit the snooze button on the alarm clock is okay.
有的人呢，可能觉得早上，闹钟响了以后就把它关掉是可以的，
Because you still think you can get to where you need to be on time.
因为那个时候你相信你还是可以准时到达。
This decision will have consequences to compensate for sleeping another 10 minutes.
但是就因为你多睡了这10分钟，你就要付出代价。
We might neglect prayer, kissing our loved ones goodbye on the way to work, or drive too fast on our morning commute.
因为太匆忙了，所以你就没有时间来祷告，没有时间吻别你的家人，然后在路上也会开快车。
But more importantly, our decisions matter when it comes to what we hear from the Lord.
我们从主那里听到的话，我们将要做出的决定是更加严重的。
Any decision about what to do with the commands or direction from God are evidence of what we believe.
我们从神那里收到了指令。我们要如何去应对，如何去做，就取决于我们有多相信主。
When we decide not to follow God's commands, we suffer the consequence of being faced with decisions to justify our disobedience.
当我们一次不顺服主的时候，我们就要在接下来，做出很多的决定，是为了要彰显我们的决定是正确的，
It can get very complicated.
让我们的生活越来越麻烦。
We are regularly being influenced by messages from many other sources than the Lord.
我们今天也从好多不同的渠道接受了不同的信息。
We have an enemy who is the father of all lies that does not have our best interests at heart.
我们的仇敌撒旦，他就是谎话之父，他并不是为我们的好处出发的。
Many companies and lines of business go to great lengths to influence your decision making.
很多的公司为了卖产品，他就想要影响你的决定。
For instance, advertising agencies are paid to create ads that influence you to buy.
比如说，有很多广告公司，他们收钱就是为了来造出广告，吸引你去买这些产品。
Where do I point? Oops, there it is. Okay, good. Some years ago, Volkswagen had created a campaign that had the tagline, "Drive it, you'll get it."
几年前，大众汽车就有一个广告，是说你开了你就知道，开了就想要。
The rationale of this advertising campaign is that by driving the car, you would not only understand how good of an experience it is, but you would also want to purchase the car, and Americans say you would get it.
这广告的逻辑就是，你一旦开了大众的车，你就知道它有多好了。你知道它有多好，你就想要拥有它。
Do you understand get it? No? Okay, it's an American phrase. Forgive me. I'm trying. When we decide to do what the Lord reveals to us, we understand how good it is to trust Him.
当我们愿意去遵循主的旨意的时候，我们才能知道，他的旨意有多么美好。
The psalmist proclaims, "Taste and see that the Lord is good."
诗篇里面曾说：“你们尝一尝，就知道主恩的美善。
Most people are in search of how to have the best life possible and to avoid disaster.
”人类大多就是趋利避害，想要争取幸福的生活。
We have each taken our own personal path to find what we define as success.
每个人都用自己的方式追求自己认为的成功。
It may be that we've encountered some bad advice along the way.
但是呢，我们一路上会收到很多很坏的建议。
Has anyone received bad advice?
你们有没有听过人家出的馊主意？
Only one person. Okay.
好像只有一个人有类似的经历。
Which way do I point? Back there? Well, there it goes. Jimmy Fallon started a conversation with his followers 5 years ago about the worst advice they had received and how deciding to follow that advice turned out. He received mostly silly responses to this tweet.
有个喜剧主持人 Jimmy Fallon 他曾经在推特上让大家都说一说自己有没有听过一些坏的建议，然后听从了这些建议会怎么样。
I found one response that demonstrates how important it is for us to consider the character of the person giving us advice.
有一个人的回答让我意识到，我们要听一个人的建议，先要看看这个人是什么人。
This man writes, "Man tried to give me marriage advice and finished with, 'Trust me, I've been married 3 times.'"
有一个人说，有人曾试图指导我的婚姻，然后他说，相信我，我结过3次婚。
Jesus thought that the only way to be saved from disaster and to receive eternal life would be by putting into practice what he said.
主耶稣告诉我们说，我们要避免终极的危害，并且进入永恒的唯一的渠道，就是要听他的话，照着他的话去行。
Jesus proclaimed that he is the way, the truth, and the life.
主耶稣告诉我们，他就是道路、真理、生命。
He is the only one we can trust to give us our best life.
我们如果想要生活的最好，我们只能听主耶稣基督的。
Listen to these words from the Gospel of Luke.
我们看看路加福音6:43-49。因为没有好树结坏果子，也没有坏树结好果子。凡树木看果子就可以认出它来。人不是从荆棘上摘无花果，也不是从棘藜里摘葡萄。善人从他心里所存的善就发出善来，恶人从他心里所存的恶就发出恶来。因为心里所充满的，口里就说出来。你们为什么称呼我主啊主啊，却不遵行我的话呢？凡到我这里来，听见我的话就去行的，我要告诉你们，他像什么人。他像一个人盖房子，深深地挖地，把根基按在磐石上。到发大水的时候，水冲那房子，房子总不能摇动，因为根基立在磐石上。没有听见不去行的，就像一个人在工地上盖房子，没有根基，水一冲，随即塌了，并且那房子坏得很大。
Jesus makes it clear that there are 2 types of people in this world, good and evil.
主耶稣说世上有两种人，善人和恶人。
They are defined by the condition of their hearts.
这个是由他们心里的状态所决定的。
And the heart is revealed in our conversation.
人心什么样，从他们说的话可以看出来。
I've heard it said that we can be compared to a tube of toothpaste.
我听说人可以被比作一管牙膏。
Everyone knows what we are full of when we are squeezed.
当我们被挤压的时候，才能看出我们肚子里装的是什么。
Our trials often define us.
我们所经历的试炼就彰显出我们的本质。
Another way the scriptures speak of good and evil are with the words wisdom and foolishness.
圣经上区别善人恶人还用了一套词，就是有智慧的和愚拙的。
In this story, Jesus illustrates the wise person is one who not only hears but acts on what he hears, and the foolish person does not.
在这段经文里，主耶稣基督告诉我们，一个有智慧的人，他就是做他听到的主的话就去照着行，而一个愚蠢的人，他是不会照着去行的。
Jesus is the most trustworthy teacher that ever lived. All his teachings are for our good.
主耶稣是人类历史上最可信靠的教师， 他说的话都是为了我们的好处。
He came so we could be free from living in a foolish way.
他来到世间就是让我们不要再用愚拙的方式生活。
He is the rock we build our lives on.
他就是我们的磐石，我们要把生命建立在他的之上。
You will not know how good and wise he is until you put into practice what he says.
如果你不去实践主耶稣基督说的话，你永远也不能体会到他有多么的好。
Be sure of this, there's a coming a day in all our lives when destructive storms will come, so the wise thing to do is to build your foundation on Jesus.
相信我，我们都总有一天会遇到一个毁坏性的风暴，我们只有把根基建立在主耶稣的磐石上，我们才能挺过去。
The teachings of Jesus challenge our way of thinking and living in many ways.
主耶稣基督的教导，他对我们的人生，对我们的思维方式和行为方式发出了挑战。
Here's one challenge that Jesus himself demonstrated when he was mistreated, from Luke 6:27-31.
在路加福音6:27-31，主耶稣告诉我们说，这就是他对我们的一个挑战，就是让我们看看他是怎么去应对那些对他不好的人。那我先读一遍经文，只是我告诉你们这听到的人，你们的仇敌要爱他，恨你们的要待他好，咒诅你们的要为他祝福，凌辱你们的要为他祷告。有人打你这边的脸，连那边的脸也由他打，有人夺你的外衣，连里衣也由他拿去，凡求你的就给他，有人夺你的东西去，不要再要回来。你们愿意人怎样待你们，你们也要怎样待人。
I'm sorry, Shu, did you read through verse 38 or just through 31?
31.
Okay, could you finish through verse 38, please?
Sure. 那下面35-38说，你们倒要爱仇敌，也要善待他们，并要借给人，不指望偿还，你们的赏赐就必大了，你们也必做至高者的儿子，因为他恩待那忘恩的和作恶的，你们要慈悲，像你们的父慈悲一样。
Jesus repeated himself when he taughtto love your enemies and do good to them.
主耶稣告诉我们说要爱仇敌并且善待他们。
He says that by doing this, your reward will be great in heaven.
耶稣说你们这样做，你们在天上的赏赐是大的。
So we need to decide if we want the rewards of heaven or not.
所以我们现在就要做一个抉择，我们想不想领受天上的赏赐呢？
Jesus is aware of what it's like to live in this world.
主耶稣很清楚生活在这个世界是什么样子。
He was ultimately rejected, mocked, tortured, and executed on a cross.
主耶稣他是在终极里面他忍受了这种虐待折磨，被人弃绝，并且被钉死在十字架上。
He's teaching here how to live as citizens of heaven instead of how the world operates.
他教导我们如何像天国的子民一样生活，而不是像世上的人一样生活。
This is a decision we all must make.
这个是每个人都要面临的一个抉择。
At this point, you might be thinking to yourself, "This is impossible," and start building arguments in your mind as to why you are justified in being combative instead of loving and merciful.
你们现在肯定觉得这太难了，根本做不到。而且你现在也会去想各种各样的理由，告诉你自己说，我还是要为自己去打拼，去奋斗，不能这个样子。
Or you may have already turned your attention to something you'd rather be doing than being here and wondering how long you have to endure listening to this man.
或者你现在就想，哎呀，我得去干点正事了，不能听这个人在这夸夸其谈。
Please hear this truth. Walking with the Lord is impossible without his help.
那么我就告诉你一个真理，与神同行，如果没有神自己的帮助，是不可能的。
The Christian walk is one of communion with the Lord.
基督徒的一生是与神交流，与神亲近的一生。
He came to rescue us and to be with us eternally.
主耶稣来到世上，为了拯救我们，让我们在永恒里面能够得救。
Here's a poem that was very popular some years ago that gives a great word picture of how our God is for us and never leaves us.
有一首诗很有名，告诉我们说与神同行是怎样的情形。
Sorry, I clicked too many times. One night I dreamed a dream. As I was walking along the beach with my Lord, across the dark sky flashed scenes from my life. For each scene I noticed two sets of footprints in the sand, one belonging to me and one to my Lord.
有天晚上我做了个梦，我和主一起在沙滩上行走，夜空中闪现出我生命中的场景，每一幕场景中沙滩上都出现两行脚印，一行是我的，一行是主的。
After the last scene of my life flashed before me, I looked back at the footprints in the sand, and I noticed that many times along the path of my life, especially at the very lowest and saddest times, there was only one set of footprints.
当最后一幕结束的时候，我回头查看地上的脚印，我发现很多时候，特别是最低迷、伤心的时刻，沙滩上只有一行脚印。
This really troubled me, so I asked the Lord about it.Lord, you said once I decided to follow you, you'd walk with me all the way. But I noticed that during the saddest and most troublesome times of my life, there was only one set of footprints. I don't understand why, when I needed you the most, you would leave me.
这令我很困惑，所以我就问主，主啊，你说过一旦我决定跟从你，你会一直跟我在一起。但是我发现在我人生最伤心难过的时刻，地上只有一行脚印。我不明白为什么当我最需要你的时候，你会离开我。
He whispered, "My precious child, I love you and will never leave you, never, ever during your trials and testings. When you saw only one set of footprints, it was then that I carried you."
他低声说，我宝贵的孩子，我爱你，永远不会离开你，在试炼和患难中，永远不会离开你。当你看到只有一行脚印的时候，是因为我在背着你。
He never leaves us. He longs for us to enjoy being with him all day long. And everything Jesus taught us was to strengthen us and make us holy.
主耶稣永远不会离开我们，他需要我，他想要我们每时每刻都愿意跟他在一起。他想要我们一起变得圣洁。
Holiness is setting ourselves apart from Him and faithfully following His commands. And we do this because He loves us and we love Him in return.
圣洁就是我们愿意把自己分别出来，分别为圣。我们这样做是因为我们爱他，他也爱我们。
People who have suffered trauma in this life might be resistant to this message. You might feel trapped or imprisoned.
现在人生中这个有遇到困难的人也许很难理解，因为你觉得你现在就处在困境当中无法逃脱。
Jesus came for our freedom. Here's what he said in his hometown when he was rejected. This is Luke 4:16-21.
主耶稣来了是为了让我们得自由。他在他的家乡曾经这样说过，在路加福音4:16-21。耶稣来到拿撒勒，就是他长大的地方，在安息日照他平常的规矩进了会堂，站起来要念圣经。有人把先知以赛亚的书交给他，他就打开，找到一处写着说：“主的灵在我身上，因为他用膏膏我，叫我传福音给贫穷的人，差遣我报告被掳的得释放，瞎眼的得看见，叫那受压制的得自由，报告神悦纳人的禧年。”于是把书卷起来交还执事，就坐下。会堂里的人都定睛看他，耶稣对他们说，今天这经应验在你们耳中了。
Jesus came that we might have life and have it abundantly. That is the Christmas message.
主耶稣基督来到世上为的是让我们得生命，让我们的生命是更丰盛，这就是圣诞节的消息。
Many people do not celebrate Christmas for that reason at all.
但是世人庆祝圣诞节并不是因为这个原因。
You may have read last month that Christmas 2021 is looking like it might be tough to give the gifts we order on time as the supply chain is in turmoil.
你们最近也许听到新闻里面说2021年的圣诞节可能对很多人都比较困难，因为你们在网上购买的礼物不能及时的送到对方手中，因为现在的供应链出了问题。
This headline says Christmas is canceled.
这个大标题就说圣诞节被取消了。
Aren't you glad I didn't give that message to the little kids?
你们是不是很庆幸我没有对小朋友讲这个消息？
But that's how the world looks at Christmas.
但是世人就是这么看待圣诞节的。
Jesus is the greatest gift mankind could have ever received.
事实上主耶稣基督他自己才是人类能够领受的最伟大的礼物。
You've heard the scripture, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son.
你听过那个有名的经文说神爱世人甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
It is wisdom for us to decide to celebrate Jesus this Christmas and love him with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength.
如果你能够因为主耶稣基督的缘故来庆祝圣诞节并且决意用全心全意来爱神爱主耶稣的话那你就是一个智慧的人。
Jesus came to destroy the work of Satan and to proclaim the Lord's favor.
主耶稣来到世上是来打败撒旦的诡计并且成为世人的救主。
That is the basis of his teaching that will strengthen you for the rest of your life.
这个就是他的教导的本质他能够让你余生都能够得力量。
He promised that in this world you will have trouble and calls us to be of good cheer because he has overcome the world.
主耶稣告诉我们说在这世上我们要有患难但是他让我们起来欢呼因为他已经胜过了这世界。
My prayer is that you hear the heart of Jesus today.
我的祷告就是今天你们能够听到主耶稣基督的消息。
He wants you to enter into his joy.
主耶稣想要你们进入他的喜悦当中。
The question we must answer for ourselves is if we trust Jesus.
我们自己要回答的问题就是我有没有信靠主耶稣。
If the answer is yes, then learn from him.
如果你回答是，那你就要从他那儿学习。
Read the Gospels and let his words change the direction of your life.
好好读福音书，让主耶稣的话改变你的人生。
Here's that advertising campaign I mentioned earlier.
还记不记得我们说到大众汽车有一个广告？
There's some truth to the idea that we know something in a memorable way when we experience it firsthand.
这个广告其实还是有一定的真理在里面，因为你必须要亲身经历一件事情，你才能够记住它。
Jesus has promised that by practicing what he has said, we will know him as our rock and fortress in tough times.
主耶稣基督应许我们说，我们去实践他的话，我们就能够领悟到他是我们人生当中的坚固的磐石，特别是当风暴到来的时候。
Jesus keeps his promises.
主耶稣他的应许一个都不会落空。
But after that advertising campaign ran, we learned that the management of Volkswagen falsified emissions claims and suffered from a lack of trust.
在大众汽车做了这个广告之后，人们发现这个公司在汽车的排放量上面做了手脚，所以人们就不相信他们了。
One picture of that lack of trust is demonstrated by what happened to their stock price.
那人们对他们失去了信心，也体现在股票的价格上。
Volkswagen is still trying to recover from making false promises.
他们那个时候说了谎言，他们现在还正在那里面从股价的低谷往回来修复的过程当中。
And we will encounter many more false claims from various sources. For the rest of our lives.
我们在余生中会遇到从各种不同渠道传来的不同的谎言。
That is the nature of this world.
那个就是这个世界的本质。
The people who have placed their trust in Jesus are the people of God.
信靠主耶稣基督的人是属神的人。
I hope that includes you.
我希望你也是他们中的一员。
I believe we were born for this very moment in history.
我相信我们能够生在这个时候是有意义的。
It is time that the church wakes up and rises to the call in our lives to be salt and light in this world.
现在就是教会的人来觉醒，他们能够被呼召成为世上的盐和光。
If we are wise, we will be like a house built on a rock that stands firm during the storm.
如果我们是明智的，我们的生活就像是建造在磐石上的房屋，在风暴来临之际也是坚不可摧的。
If we are not, we will suffer in ways that can be avoided.
如果我们不明智的话，那么我们只能去受那些无妄之灾了。
Noah and I know sets a goal to be a worrier, to be fearful, or to be angry.
没有人生下来就想去当一个斗士，就想一生都去生活在愤怒和恐惧当中。
Instead, these are symptoms of an inner struggle that Jesus came to resolve.
但是这些是世人常有的一些症状，主耶稣来到世上就是为了解决这些症状。
He promises his peace for his people.
主耶稣对他的民应许了他的平安。
One of my favorite scriptures says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and don't lean on your own understanding. Acknowledge Him in all your ways, and He will make your path straight."
我最喜欢的一段经文说：“你们要全心信靠主，不要依靠自己的聪明。你们在凡事上认定他，他就能让你的道路通达。”
If the Lord is speaking to you now, make the best decision you could ever make.
如果你现在听到主对你说话，你一定要细心去做那个抉择。
Turn from foolishness and choose wisdom.
弃绝愚昧的生活，选择智慧的生活。
May you make that decision now and allow it to shape how you view every other decision you'll ever make.
现在就做这个抉择，并且让这个抉择影响你余生的各个选择。
Imagine with me all of us making that decision to unite as a local congregation and nurture hearts that follow hard after God.
我们一起来设想一下，如果天下普天下的教会的人都能够立定心志，愿意在主里面合一，一起来牧养他的民，让他们的心坚定跟随主。
Our foundation will be solid as a rock that cannot be moved, and God will use us to point people to eternal safety in Him.
如果我们能够这样做，我们的人生就是像房屋建立在坚固的磐石上，神可以使用我们去吸引去呼召世人，在风暴到来之际进入他永恒的平安。
That is my hope and prayer for all of us.
这是我的希望，也是我的祷告。
So let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we read in your word some things that are hard for us to do.
我们在天上的父，我们读你的话，我们看到这些话很难去实行。
When someone has offended us or hurt us,
当有人对我们不好的时候，
We naturally want to retaliate.
我们特别想去报复。
But Jesus, when they hurled insults at you,
主耶稣啊，但是当他们侮辱你的时候，
you did not retaliate.
你没有去反抗。
You said, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing.
你说，父啊，原谅他们，因为他们不知道在做什么。
Father, we are so thankful that Jesus died for us while we were yet sinners.
天父，我们真的感恩， 当我们还是罪人的时候，主耶稣就为我们死在十字架上。
You warn us in your word that you resist the proud and give grace to the humble.
你告诫我们，你抵挡骄傲的人，你抬举谦卑的人。
So Lord, we humble ourselves before you this morning.
主啊，今天我们在你面前降杯。
Renewing our commitment to listen to your word.
我们再次下定决心要听你的话。
And to obey it.
并且遵从你的话语。
Father, you have loved us with an everlasting love.
主啊，你以永远的爱爱我们。
And you call us to love one another.
你并且教导我们要彼此相爱。
Help us to start there.
帮助我们从彼此相爱开始。
To be a people known by the love that we have for each other.
让我们能够因为爱彼此被世人认出我们是属你的。
And then they will know that we are your disciples.
然后他们就知道我们是你的使徒。
Lord, I pray your blessing over this congregation.
主啊，求你赐福这个教会。
That you would bless them and keep them.
你赐福他们，你保守他们。
That you would cause your face to shine upon them.
你的脸光照他们。
That you would be gracious to them and lift up your countenance upon them.
你给他们恩典，你的仰脸看他们。
And that you would grant them your peace.
你把你的和义赐给他们。
In Jesus' name.
以耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
The Lord bless you.
主耶稣赐福给你。